This is a throwdown, a showdown. Hell no, Rob Fay Nation can't slow down. It's gonna go.
Yeah.
Boom! Look at, he's out cold.
Yeah. The greatest pound for pound fighter.
The cream of the crop.
So if you were listening to Sports Bar Radio on Friday, you heard me and Chris Perry, the founder of Equity Guru, just bandying about the idea of potentially creating a wrestling company. Chris Perry, I welcome you back only because I'm here to report for duty and tell you the progress that's been made. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Rob, it's only been a few days. I don't expect you to be like, you know, changing the world in over a weekend. But what have you found?
I don't know if you know who you're talking to, young fella. I have been hard at work. I spent the whole weekend, man. It was sunny out there. Everybody's wearing their shorts and their bikinis. Yep. I was hard at work crafting an entire brand. I think we're actually a lot farther ahead. If you're serious about this, I'm in because
yeah,
I created a logo. You know that everything I do has the phrase Nation attached to it, whether it was Rob Fay Nation Radio, the Nation with Rob Fay, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think about Nation Extreme Wrestling? I know we bandied this about on Friday, but I actually think there's a little cachet. You're in?
Yeah, I'm in. I think NEW is perfect. It tells the story in three letters.
Thank you. God, I feel like we were separated at birth on this until you get to our hair.
But I mean, anyway. It could have been, you know, Nuthugger Extreme Wrestling, but NEW still works.
Okay, so here's what I've got.
Yeah.
What if I told you, Chris, and again, just take this with a grain of salt. What if I told you that this weekend, not only have I come up with the concept of NEW Wrestling, but I've got 8 wrestlers that I talked to over the weekend that said, if you do it, I'm in.
Okay, so there's levels of I'm in with local wrestling talent. Because, like, if some dude in the Chilliwack night market says, okay, you can put up a ring, but it's going to cost you $50 to appear, half the wrestlers in the Pacific Northwest would show up. So when you say they're in, are they in, or are they like, yeah, sure, if you've got a show, I'll do a show?
Well, I went to them and I just said, listen, I've got a guy that I'm working with. He's a pretty reputable guy. I'm a pretty reputable guy. And we just want to treat wrestlers well. We're going to create a promotion where it comes wrestlers first. Wrestlers shouldn't be, as you said on Friday, setting up the ring before their match. Like, we want to treat wrestlers like pros. We'll take care of the bells and whistles. We'll take care of the marketing. You just show up and wrestle, because that's essentially at the end of the day what we think is, you know, the meat and potatoes of this. It's just we want you to be treated like pros. They said, if you build something that's not like everybody else, because again, there's a bunch of promotions around the Lower Mainland and across British Columbia, but if you build a promotion that backs up what you just said, then I am in.
Okay. Okay. Eight's a good start for 2 days. So we were really focused, I think, in that initial conversation on making sure we had the right guys. Like, making sure that you've got the right people who are going to do right by each other is really important. Where are you on that?
Okay, so the most reputable training facility in British Columbia is Lionsgate Dojo. And Lionsgate Dojo, through COVID, through all of the stuff that was going on, still fought the good fight. They had to shut down for a couple of months just because, you know, they had to. But they're back and they're training. And there are a lot of familiar names and faces as well. And they're names that are really credible and really reputable in this region. So I talked with Artemis Spencer. I talked with Nicole Matthews, Tony Baroni, Billy Suede, and even just those four alone. Those are the four pillars of the Lionsgate Dojo. Chris, I'm telling you right now, if we build from the dojo out, we're going to be in good shape.
That's a good, like, you know, like, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't respect Artie Spencer. He's like the, you know, the daddy of the local show. And I know that Baroni, you know, as much as he's the primo heel, you know, I've seen him outside the ring. Like, he's intent on doing things the right way. So you got the good center of things right there.
I think so. And you know what's funny is I know what we're trying to build. Like, if we're going to do this, we want to do it right. We need to be surrounded by good people because, you know, it is an industry that in the last couple of years in British Columbia has kind of taken it on the chin. And I think I'm good. I mean, I got a few more. I don't know if you want me to empty all the change on the counter right now, but I can tell you right now, building from those four outward and the stable of people that they have training at that facility right now. I mean, Lionsgate Dojo is a pretty good get. They're in, and they told me, like, for example, the Voros twins, who are social media giants right now. I mean,
genius.
What they do on TikTok, you mentioned the other day that they've, you know, they've found their niche.
Yeah.
They're in, if we're interested.
You get the Voruses.
I do. I told you. You get the Vinkies. I've been busy this weekend.
This is, you know, this is like saying we're gonna start a, you know, an independent minor league baseball team, and you go away for a couple of days and you come back and you're like, Bo Bichette says he's in. Like, you know, this is like, it's like, I did not expect in 2 days that you would go into the local wrestling community and have them come back and just say, when do we start?
I can do one better.
Okay.
What if I told you that within a week I could start a podcast with reputable wrestling voices that could bring you a show every week, probably just half an hour to start, but could get you caught up on everything going on across the province, WWE, AEW, all of it, the big, the small, and everything, and give you, Chris Perry, and NEW a voice for the people.
They're reputable names. It's like you said, like, you know, I think people need more information than just there's a show and there's going to be some people on it. Mm-hmm. You need to build that backstory. You need to get into the personalities and the why you would do things a certain way. I think that's a great idea. And that's the least surprising thing that I've heard from you in this conversation, because Rob Fay's putting on a podcast. Yeah, go figure.
I just don't want them to become bigger than Sports Bar Radio. I told them they're not allowed to be bigger than Sports Bar Radio.
Well, what is?
Okay, now you're just patronizing me.
Yeah.
So I look at it like this. If we could let the people know that we're serious, that we're not messing around, it's going to take us a little time to figure this all out, but we're there, we're committed, and we put the bat signal up in the sky to wrestlers from this region that, look, man, we're going to put together a promotion that does things right. Our timeline, we're working on it. It's a work in progress, but we're going to get there. But we've got the backing of a pretty good training facility. We've got the backing of guys in the broadcast community that want to do this. And most importantly, they've got you and me that are saying, you know what, we're in. We're going to do this. I think we got something here. I'd be willing to go out there into the real world and say, you know what, we're on to something.
Rob, I'm going to give you a budget to get things moving. We'll talk off mic, but, you know, let's put down like some cash. We'll put it in we'll set up a number company, and we'll start the process, like the way we want to finish the process, the right way. Because, Friday was a great conversation. We had one of those a month earlier.
Yeah.
But what you've done over the past weekend has been basically to plaster your soul all over it. I will respond in kind. You got the energy, I got the cash. We'll put those two together. Let's do this thing.
I am friggin' in. I think that's fantastic. And I don't want to wrestle, though, just so you know. I don't want to. Hey, who gets to be the Vince McMahon?
Well, that's you.
Well, no, I guess that's you. You're the guy with the money.
Well, I got the strut, too, so there's that. But I don't have the dimple chin.
Does that make me Shane O'Mac? I mean, I got the Jordans. I almost feel like I should be Shane O'Mac. Oh, I love it.
I think you're the Triple H.
Hell yeah. Dude, I would love to be Triple H. Hey, very quickly.
Stone Cold. Hell yeah.
I'm not good with glass. I've been thrown through it once. It doesn't feel good. Hey, I got a quick question for you. If you could come back in life as any wrestler, who would you come back as? Like, let me put it to you this way. In their prime, like a 5-year window of their absolute prime, what wrestler would you come back as?
I mean, like, you know, wow. They're almost all a cautionary tale when you get down to it.
I'd come back as Ric Flair.
You know what? I would say early Brutus Beefcake before he started cutting his pants up and doing the scissors.
Or Rick Rude.
Because Brutus Beefcake had like two moves, but he had the style, you know? And that's me. I got two moves and style.
See, Brutus the Barber Beefcake was smart because he paired himself up with an ugly guy. Like him and Greg the Hammer Valentine. Greg the Hammer always looked like he was like 3/4 out the door. So the Beaver had it all to himself. Smart
Greg
guy.
Valentine looked like every wrestler from the 40s, but in the 90s.
So true. So true. Oh, my God. Well, how about this?
On the road, he was probably on the road picking up some strange every night, regardless. God,
that's so funny. What did you say? He looked like every wrestler from the 40s, but in the 90s?
Yeah.
God, that's a good line. God, I'm going to write that one down. All right. So, Chris, I'm going to let you get on to things. I know you got a busy day where you are, but thanks. Thank you for the trust. Look at the work that's been done, and I'm off to get you more wrestlers. I have 8 solid wrestlers. I'm pretty sure we can't run a promotion with 8, though.
Well, yeah, I think we need closer to like 20 or 30, but you know, I got some ideas that I'm thinking about on how we can launch this thing. Like, I've been having my own work done over the weekend, so by the end of the week, I'll have something for you on that front. I think I've got an idea that could make this thing, like, pop out the gate, and it's certainly non-traditional.
Can I at least sneak a logo out or something to somebody? Can I at least let people know that we're in play?
I mean, it's a wrestling logo. Like, they all look exactly the same, right? So by all means,
get your
Microsoft Paint out.
If I could put this logo out today, that's all I'll do. I'll just put a logo out today.
Yeah.
Let me work on this.
Do it.
Can't wait. This is happening today. If you're listening, by the end of the day today, Nation Extreme Wrestling is going to be a thing. Chris Perry said he's going to put his money where his mouth is, and I'm off to find 22 more wrestlers.
This is big, man. Like, this is big. I think this is moving faster than I thought it would, in that it's moving at all. Many a time, guys have a couple of beers, talk a little shit, say, hey, you know, we could do this all ourselves. We could do it so much better. But the reason I brought you into Equity Guru to do your sports bar radio show in the first place was because I know you're a goddamn machine. And when you get an idea, it suddenly you've got a fucking restaurant. Or, you know, you're the voice behind every EA sports game. You know how annoying it is to hear my kid playing NHL and in the background, like, goal scored by, and it's goddamn Faye in my living room.
Hey, just so you know, and I'll put this offer out to him. When my kid was a little younger, he'd bring his buddies over to the house. We'd turn the TV down and I would do the game for them live.
Oh, amazing.
I will do that for your child, Chris Perry.
Oh, woof.
You want all Faye all day? I can make that happen. Absolutely.
I don't know if I want my kid liking you more than he likes me.
Well, in the meantime, I'm off to build, man.
I'm amped on the idea that voice could be used to do the play-by-play for NEW broadcasts. Like, you know, could you see yourself as being the guy?
So if we were to Chris, come on, man. That's like, does Santa wear red? Of course I would do that. Are you kidding me?
So I remember from your podcast with all of the Canucks guys from years back.
Yes.
There were a number of them that were like, oh yeah, I'd love to do wrestling, but I don't know if I'd be qualified, but man, I'd love to do wrestling.
Yep.
Like, you know, the potential for us to pull some guys out that folks know from Canucks broadcasts to talk about someone getting slammed headfirst through a table. I'm going to lose my mind.
Off the top of my head, Brendan Batchelor said it. Dan O'Connor, the Vancouver Giants, said it. James Cebulski, who wasn't on that podcast, but I know very well. I actually crossed paths with James Cebulski at the airport in San Francisco. We were both on our way to WrestleMania together, and we couldn't have looked like two dumber marks because we were so giddy. We weren't even on the same plane together, and we looked at each other. We're like, James? He's like, Rob? Where are you going? WrestleMania! Oh! We ended up hanging out for like 15 minutes. My wife just looked at me like, you're an idiot, because that's what it is. That's why I spent the weekend doing what I do, because these opportunities don't happen very often. I mean, dude, think about this. We have an opportunity to give a home to local wrestlers, and you know how to run a business. I know how to operate a business. We've done this before, but we also love wrestling. I'm telling you, Chris, I know we're talking in broad strokes, but I'm telling you, we can put this out and make it happen.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think we're gonna, like, honestly, we'll talk budget, and, you know, we'll make that budget doable so that, you know, we're not going to go get everyone massages at the Four Seasons, but, you know, we'll make sure that when things have to be paid for, they're paid for, which will put it ahead of a lot of, not to put any shit on any local promoters, by the way. You know, like, I know we've talked a lot about guys not being treated well. There are certainly promoters out there that work really hard to do the right thing. Yes. And I don't have any plans to, like, wipe them off the map or anything. I think what we want to do is we want to raise the level that's acceptable so that those guys that are doing the right thing continue to do business. And the guys that don't can get stuffed, you know? If we're doing a good job for the wrestlers, then everyone's got to do a good job for the wrestlers. And I think that's going to be the key to this thing being something where, you know, a golden boy or a beef boy can say, I don't have to work at my day job anymore. I can make a living doing this.
If we can do that, then... You know, Chris, tell me if I'm wrong. You've gone to enough of these shows as I have. If you don't follow along, then you're not a part of the storyline. And unfortunately, a lot of these promotions don't have the manpower or the time to truly allow fans to follow the storyline from start to finish. Yeah. I think that's where we got to kind of make our foundation. Like, honestly, this show, I can make it happen within a day or two. I mean, trust me, Jay Bowman, Wyatt the Stanchion Art, Mike Paris, they've all said, if you're interested, we can do it. Mm-hmm. Those guys are some of the best storytellers that I know in this region. And if we can connect the dots on a weekly basis, just so that people know where these guys are going to be, where the storyline's at, what they're mm-hmm. fighting for, I would love to try and do that. We got to do this.
We're doing it. It's a thing.
Okay.
And if there are people out there that have a very special set of skills that relate to this business, that think they have ideas or, you know, want to help out in some way, we should have them reach out to you. We ain't going to say yes to everybody. It's not a, if you're prepared to work for free, we're going to bring you under the hood. But, I think there are former WWF guys pocketed all over the Lower Mainland, and they're just quietly retired and doing it. You know, I know if you go to Point Roberts, Gene Kaniski's son's got a bar out there. You know, I think there are people all over Canada who've had their run, done the road thing for a couple of years, had some kids, got married and thought, okay, time to leave the circus. But I think there's a lot of knowledge that's just sort of out there in the wind. And a lot of it is just waiting for someone to come along and do things right so that those people can come out of cotton wool and contribute.
I love it. The bat signal is officially in the sky.
Let's get them out.
Okay, so I'm going to put this out today.
Yep.
Just that Nation Extreme Wrestling's coming your way, and they're going to listen to this podcast, and they're going to get what you just said.
Yep.
We're going to build a monster.
Let's do it.
Ah,
there's no going back now. It's done. It's announced. Money's set aside. Like, it's a thing now.
I'm hanging up before you change your mind.
You know, it's probably for a good thing, because the longer we talk, the bigger it's going to get.
Oh, I know. Next thing you know, we're going to be talking about smoke machines, which I'm
national tours and
I'm totally ready. Hey, a national tour. Remember action this. Figures. All right. So step one is the logos going out the front door. You can't take it back.
Yep.
All right. I'm leaving on a high.
And not, you know, if we don't do it, then you know that Artemis and Nicole, Billy Suede and Baroni are going to come after us and tie you in knots. So. We better do it.
Hey, fun fact. I went to the same barbering school as Billy Suede.
Really? You guys could not have more different heads of hair.
Yeah, that's a true barbershop. I know. My hair, I have the same hair since I was 5. I have the Chaz Bono haircut. Bono? Bono? Anyways.
I was going to say the Goma Pana.
My hair sucks. I know it. It's Lego hair. Anyways, he's got the big flowing hair. He gets all the ladies.
Perry,
I wish you well. Hey, tell me how your soccer team's doing really quickly. The team over in England.
You know, they're in the off season right now. We're securing players for next year. Me and Scott Burton, CEO of Fans Unite, we're on the board. And we're gonna raise a little bit of money, get a few more people in the door as owners. And then once that happens, the idea is to move the squad to full time so they can compete on an even level, and hopefully make a push in the next season or two towards the Football League 2, which would mean, you know, you're at a place now where people recognize the team name instead of saying, well, where's that then?
What if we were to bring over some of the soccer players and have them fight for a UK championship? Never mind. We'll say
that. Awesome. Now you're starting to go over the edge, man. You're starting. Okay.
This is the logo today.
This is what happens right before David Arquette becomes champion, right? These people just like, they lose the break, and they're just like, what if we just hit the gas instead of the break?
I'm the gas guy. There's no.
We're gonna bring David Arquette out, by the way. We're gonna have to do that. Have you seen the documentary he did?
No.
So it's amazing. Like, he basically, you know, he was champion of WCW for a brief minute and everyone hated his guts for it. And so, you know, here he is. He doesn't get acting jobs anymore. He's got nothing to do. So he decides, you know what, maybe I should actually become a wrestler after all and earn what I was given in retrospect. So he starts, like, traveling around. He goes to Mexico. He's, like, doing training courses with guys that are killing him. And then he starts going out and putting on shows. And holy shit, man, it's like a resurrection story. Like, dude gets to a point where he's going out at 46, wrestling in little indie shows where guys are like trying to break his neck, and he's hanging. It's like, but go see it. Go, it's on Netflix or Crave or something. The David Arquette wrestling documentary. The dude is at least like trying to make up for one of the biggest crimes in the sport.
I like it. I'm sold. If I could get my wife off the television, she's all set on those like marriage shows and MasterChef. I never get the control of the TV ever.
Dude, so. You took her to WrestleMania. Like,
she and her best friend got dressed up as the Rockers, Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels. It was really impressive, man. I was really proud of her.
You know, the Rock and Roll Express from back in the day?
Yes.
So I got in a Facebook argument on an investment group with a dude who I was like, "Say, you're fat this and you're fat that." It turned out he was one of the Rock and Roll Express.
Get lost.
He was like, "Oh yeah, that was me." And I'm like, "There's no way." There are wrestlers of note all over the place. You don't even know it as you're walking past them.
You know who we could get is Virgil. I think that should be our first guy.
Yeah, he's going to be the first champ. Let's be honest.
That's true. Okay. All right, Chris Berry, I'm going to run. You're the best. Don't ever change. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you for doing this.
You're doing the work. I'm just turning up some lazy cash.
Well, you keep putting that lazy cash up, and I'll keep working my ass
on it. I'm just the money mark. I'll be the guy who's like...
All right, fella. Well, it's going out today, and then we can't take it back. Chris Berry, you're the best. Don't ever change.
Sports Bar Radio was brought to you by Equity Guru, investment information for the new generation. Visit us at equity.guru and let's make some money together. Please note, any mention of companies on this podcast is part of a promotional campaign, and the information you hear should be a part of extensive due diligence. As well, always get advice from an accredited financial advisor before you make any investment decision. Protect yourself.